A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Stay awake, therefore. You cannot know the day your Lord is coming. Be sure of this. If the owner of the house knew when the thief was coming, he would keep a watchful eye and not allow his house to be broken into. You must be prepared in the same way. The Son of Man is coming at the time you least expect. Who is the faithful, far-sighted servant whom the master has put in charge of his household to dispense food in need? Happy that servant whom his master discovers at work on his return. I assure you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if the servant is worthless and tells himself, 'My master is a long time in coming,' and begins to beat his fellow servants, to eat and drink with drunkards, that man's master will return when he is not ready and least expects him. He will punish him severely and settle with him as done with hypocrites. There will be wailing then and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord. I'm still not quite sure how my parents did it, but they managed to instill in me a strong sense of fearlessness, a brave heart where no task was impossible to tackle, a confidence that even in the possibility of failure, there was hope to try. Looking back, I see that part of it was their living example. My father came from a stock of Scottish, Irish, Michigan farmers who worked hard for all they had, which often wasn't much, but there was always food on the table and a roof over their heads, and a joy from family and the knowledge that they had earned their fruit of their labors from God's providence. My father joined the Navy and along the way met my mom, and then became the first in his family to achieve a college degree. My mother came from a family of Mexican immigrants who settled in Arizona to farm and also work in construction projects like the Hoover Dam. She became the first in her family to attend college by going to nursing school and becoming an RN, even after facing down prejudice because of her Hispanic heritage. Both of my parents were very intelligent and didn't let the word no stand in their way or in their children's way. When their uncoordinated and not-so-athletic daughter wanted to try sports, they didn't say, "Well, Maria, maybe you should work out at the science fair since you're so smart." They coached my softball teams, came to my basketball games, even if I only got to play one quarter, and cheered me on. And I got better. I even managed to make the high school tennis team. Along with their example was their unconditional love. I knew they didn't love me because I got good grades or I was good at music or a particular subject like math. They loved me for me. They saw the good in people and believed it would eventually conquer all. In today's gospel, Jesus asks us to have that fearless heart, to live in hope. You cannot know the day your Lord is coming. Not to be afraid of his return, but to look forward to it in joy. When the Master returns, he will find us persevering in doing his work, because we did not give in to despair and wonder what was taking him so long. Sometimes it's hard not to give in to despair when the world around us is filled with hatred, prejudice, and persecution. But we only need to look into the past and know these evils have been with us since the fall of man from the Garden of Eden. Attila the Hun ransacked a continent. Roman armies conquered lands and enslaved entire civilizations. Hitler murdered millions of Jewish descent and Christians who spoke against his atrocities. And through it all, the gospel, the good news of our Lord, has been present to remind us of his unconditional love, to remind us of his example in persevering over evil, in conquering death with his resurrection. If my human parents, by their example and unconditional love, could create for me an environment in which I could face the world with a fearless heart and a faith that with God's help, good would prevail, how much more can our Lord with his divinity do if we turn to him in faith and hope and prayer? When you first read today's gospel, you may tend to see a warning to behave or you will be punished. But we must not forget God's unconditional love. Jesus used the parables of his time, when masters were not always good and had to rule with power and punishment. To the servant who is worthless, it's like one who says, it doesn't matter what I do, I will get caught and be punished. That's what it seems like on the surface. But we are called to dig deeper, to see beyond the literal parable words, to what our Lord wants us for us, the happiness of the first servant who never forgets his master, who numbers his master's expectations with love and carries out his work without despair. As Christians in a world of hopelessness, we are called more than ever to spread the good news and keep the master's work alive. In the gospel today, the servant was sent in charge of his household to dispense food. What better food than the food of the gospel, the word of our Lord and our Savior? As in the gospel it says, happy the servant whom his master discovers at work on his return. May we be discovered spreading his word. May we be discovered living his word. And in this way, bring hope to a hopeless world. May God continue to strengthen our hearts and give us courage and keep us with fearless faith.